You're listening to The Bob and Bo Show. Here are your hosts, Ty Bob, Ty Bo, and Sean.
What's up, fam? NFL's legal tampering window has just opened today. We are recording this on Tuesday, March 12th. Ty Bob's internet is acting up. He is not with us today, so you just got the Bo and Show rocking with you.
That's right, baby. It's no Bob. All Bo and Show.
All Bo and Show.
Big movements in the NFL today and yesterday specifically. Free agency officially opens on Wednesday at, 12 p.m., 4 p.m., something like that. Either way, Chiefs fans, I mean, honestly, we made one big move. We're not expecting much, but we got Irv Smith Jr., tight end. What was it, 1 year, $1.8
$1.3.
Very good contract for us right there. I think great flyer sign up right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off an injury. He sat out a whole season for a meniscus. But if he can bring what he was to the Chiefs, I think his athleticism has a big upside. But, I mean, I think we're starting to see a track record with certain skill positions and taking chances on guys that have had previous injuries that had a lot of upside in the past that other teams don't necessarily want to take the chance on. So it's a real minuscule contract to add some depth to the tight end position. Cause I don't know, if everybody's coming back.
Yeah. I believe we still have Noah Gray on contract for next year, but I do not see Blake Bell coming back, and Jody is still just injury ridden as well. So I don't know if he's going to make it back. Unfortunately,
we always have a roster spot in our heart for Jody.
Absolutely. Can never forget about Jody. But no, biggest contract of the offseason so far, I believe, is Chris Jones right now. Dude got paid. We finally paid him. 5 years, $158 million. Something like that. That is just outrageous. He reset the market for defensive tackles yet again.
He got what players want these days. They want to be the highest paid at whatever position, and he got that at the D-tackle position. But the important distinction here is last couple of years are voidable. The last couple of years also are the two heaviest years in his contract. The first 90 something are guaranteed, but the last two, we can probably get out of.
It'd be a tough spot to get out of, but you got to do what you got to do at that point.
I give Chris Jones, if he doesn't get hurt, like a major injury, I give him one more year at the level that he's playing at, two more years of actual effectiveness, and then 3 years of being worth on an NFL roster. I don't think in 4 years Chris Jones is. I mean, because you look at the way some of these defensive tackles fall off, and just the beating that they have to take on a day in day out basis in the NFL, just it's too much, man.
But do you think him playing less snaps in the past few seasons helps him out there, keeps his longevity, or just he becomes like a third down guy to come in there?
Did his snap share go down?
I'm not exactly sure.
He still played a lot.
He still played a lot, but it's gone down a little bit each year over the past few years.
Well, yeah, I mean, that just makes sense. I think I'm already on tape as being an advocate for cutting his playing time a little bit.
Save him. If we're paying him that much over 5 years, get all you can out of that. Obviously, he'll show up at the Super Bowls and everything, but regular season, make sure he does not get injured.
Exactly.
Another big thing that helped us get under the cap for this season before the new league year starts is Patrick Mahomes decided to restructure his contract. That created, $21 million in cap space for us right there?
Something like that. I don't know how we keep doing it. I don't know how the math on that shit works. And I don't know how NFL contracts work in general, man. If there's one thing I could do to improve my knowledge of football, it's like study how the contracts work and shit. But yeah, man, this comes around almost every year, once every couple years type of thing. Like this is regular shit. This is what the Chiefs do to stay competitive.
That's the beauty of signing Patrick to a 10-year contract. You keep doing this every year or two. He still gets his money no matter what. But we create cap space and can put a little bit better team around him every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Another fan favorite, L'Jarius Sneed, is in a lot of trade talks right now. I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter that says he's in talks with the Titans right now. They're offering up a 3rd-round pick. Unfortunately, the Titans do not have a 3rd-round pick, so I must have got ball sacked or something, because...
So why do you even bring it up?
He's in trade talks, man. I mean, they've said Titans are one of them, but the 3rd-round pick is just an obvious
franchise tag is obviously like tough to eat on the cap space. So, look, there are few positions where the NFL ownerships and front offices around the league truly show allegiance to. And cornerback, defensive back is not one of them. Maybe strong safety, but like, not even that. There are few positions that they're really going to stick with you, you know. And the Chiefs, notably at this position, at defensive back, are
just not keeping anybody.
Yeah, they're. I mean, we just let them go willy nilly. So.
I mean, that just goes to show that we can draft anybody, get him to play a good, decent quarterback.
We have so much depth underneath him. I mean, I know Mike Edwards doesn't seem too happy with us right now, so maybe that depth isn't as deep as we might think. But L'Jarius Sneed's value is not going to be any higher than it is right now. And we have guys underneath him. Like, There's playmakers and guys that I know we're going to draft that are, there's going to be one or two that we hit on that we can
late put back, round picks
that we can put back there. Like, I mean, that's what we do, baby.
It happens every year. Don't be shocked.
I mean, it sucks, dude. It sucks because I love L'Jarius Sneed and I love what he's been able to do for this team, but in a pure business move, it seems like the obvious one to make. You either pick up draft picks or pick up a need, a fill a hole somewhere on this team, and you free up money. So
if we're trying to be a dynasty, we got to be ahead of these things. Like, we're going to see great players leave during this dynasty no matter what. Sucks that he's going to leave. If he does, hope he doesn't. But at the same time, we're going to get some stuff back to help us out. So. It just prolongs the dynasty.
Veach ranked the 32nd ranked owner in the league because of just cold decisions like this. Just cutthroat fucking ways, man. I don't care. We win championships.
It's
been relatively boring, I would say, so far, because truly the NFL free agency in this bright beginning has been must-watch TV. People have been glued to their phones and glued to Twitter. Like, big names are moving to different places. Rivals are jumping ship and going to other rivals. Like, this is interesting stuff, my guy.
The NFL's trying to be a little bit like the NBA right here in free agency.
NBA's been trying to be like the NFL, Deg.
NBA's trying to be like NFL for viewership. But NBA, the real drama happens in the offseason. NFL is trying to take that from the NBA yet again.
NFL is just trying to monopolize
everything.
Views year round. Like, they don't want to stick to their 16 or 17 game season.
About to be 18, probably.
Yeah. Sorry, kneecaps. Sorry, tendons.
Sorry, head injuries.
Head injuries. But let's get some of the big ones out of the way. Kirk Cousins aka Kirk Thuggins, aka what is some other of his nicknames? You like that? All right.
Kirk Cousins. I think that's his nickname.
That's a catchphrase.
That's a catchphrase.
He's on the Atlanta Falcons.
Of Kyle all Pitts, teams.
Drake London, Bijan Robinson. He's their savior.
I'm going to go ahead and put some players to watch on my just the tips for next year. All Falcons players.
All Falcons players.
All offensive Falcons players.
Okay.
Look out for them. Draft them.
Draft Kirk Cousins?
Draft Kirk Cousins. Draft Kyle Pitts, actually.
Draft Maybe. The whole Falcons roster.
That should be your fantasy team. That's Falcons.
Just be the Falcons.
No, I think this is a perfect fit for him. They were rumored for Justin Fields for the longest time. They got Kirk. It's much better for him. Proven guy. Terrible contract for a guy coming off Achilles for a 36-year-old. But what are you going to do? You got to get a quarterback. You're not going back out there with Desmond Ridder.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Let me ask you this, because there's a lot of mixed feelings about this in different areas. Would you rather have seen Russell Wilson in Atlanta and Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh, or the way it is now?
The way it is now. Russ has a good deep ball, but the only person he's going to be throwing a deep ball to in Pittsburgh right now is George Pickens. They're going to be. I like that a lot, but it's going to be a lot of run heavy stuff because they got Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator.
I hate Russell Wilson. I absolutely despise the guy, but I can't sit here and say it's not going to be an upgrade from fucking Kenny Pickett.
It's a major upgrade.
George Pickens. George Pickens is going to benefit this the most. I'm going to be drafting George Pickens again in fantasy next year. Wishy-washy this year, but George Pickens, Russell Wilson to George Pickens is going to be what we wanted Pickett to Pickens to be. You know,
Wilson to Pickens doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't sound the same, but
it's going to be so much better.
It's gonna produce like 10 touchdowns almost. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Over or under 7.5.
I would be slamming the over.
He's hammering that down. He's taking that to the bank.
That the other major quarterback that's been signed, Russell Wilson, obviously with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, cool. I don't think it's as exciting as Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
No, definitely not. I mean, it's great for the Steelers. You got him for $1 million. Screw it. Go for it. Pickett's not working out. Do it. But Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, dude, all those weapons. We actually see the weapons unleashed for once in their whole entire career.
That's what we're going to be hyping up all offseason, but I think it's going to be hilarious if it doesn't work out. and bringing a quarterback into a new system doesn't work all the time, so
he doesn't vibe with Atlanta.
I think he's going to vibe with Atlanta really well, but yeah. What happens on the playing field might be a different story. I think the puppet masters in the NFL, in order to grab views, in order to really hit hard, in the free agency time period, trying to get all your views and attention, they heard what you said about not paying running backs. And today, now they're not the biggest contracts ever. A lot of them just got paid $8 million a year. But but running backs got paid. Most notably, Josh Jacobs.
Did he get the longest contract too?
Let me look up Saquon's, but Josh Jacobs was 4 years.
Yeah, Saquon got a 3-year.
Yeah.
Saquon was like 3-year, 37 mil. What's his name? Josh Jacobs. How much money did he get?
God damn it. I was just in the middle of looking it up and I turned it off. But
In a cold-hearted move, though, they cut Aaron Jones right after that as well.
So, yeah, Josh Jacobs to the Packers. Oh, Josh Jacobs' contract is technically a one-year deal with 3 one-year options, but it's 4-year, $48
million. It's a weird contract.
So he's sitting at like 12 a year. That's what running backs are getting paid.
Hey, good for him, man. You got a one-year deal with a lot of options.
But in the first, well, not the first, a minor instance of a rival jumping ship, Aaron Jones does get signed with the Vikings shortly after the Josh Jacobs deal. Tiki Barber had some words to say about this. Saquon Barkley jumping ship from the Giants to the Eagles. It's damn near blasphemy. Tiki Barber said Saquon Barkley is dead to him. And that's a New York Giants legend. Tiki Barber. Old I liked Tiki. His brother. I liked his brother Rondé Barber better.
Oh yeah. I completely forgot about Tiki, so remember Rondé all the time, but Tiki.
Rondé. Saquon got a little bit of a payday, more than what the Giants were ever going to give him, which sucks because, I mean, no, it doesn't. Philly's offense, does it look that much better or different than last year to me with Saquon Barkley instead of DeAndre Swift? I don't think so. And it's really not what they needed. Nick Wright had a little spiel on it, and it's like they're disregarding all their defensive problems from the second half of last year. And they're just like, hey, look, we got Saquon Barkley.
We're just going to take him from the Giants. No big deal. They did. They did bring back CJ Gardner-Johnson though for a 3-year, $33 million deal. So familiar face back in an old place. So good for him. Good for him. But Eagles.
Didn't CJ just get hurt?
He came back though. Right.
He came back though. All right.
You know who didn't come back to Miami? Christian Wilkins. He went over to Las Vegas. They're trying to build something on the defensive line, apparently. A lot of rumors were Chris Jones. They were trying to court Chris Jones if he did not resign with the Chiefs, which never was going to happen. But they went ahead and got Christian Wilkins. That's a big guy to step up the middle of there for him.
I like Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby as a duo. I hope they can put... Not against the Chiefs, don't get me wrong, but I hope they can put together some decent stats. But I think another duo that was created through this isn't a free agency signing, this was a trade, but Brian Burns to the Giants and getting paired up with Dexter Lawrence, I think is another formidable D-line combo. Or pass rusher and D tackle combo. Who do you give the edge to there as far as duos on the D line? Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, or Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins?
Honestly, I got to give it to Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence. I mean, Max is scary and all. It's great competitor. He's out there every single down, but I just like what Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence have going on there. I think they're going to be very big force to deal with, mainly because they're in the NFC. They're going to be able to get after the quarterback a lot more with worse quarterback play. Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins are going to get theirs, but they're in the AFC. A lot better competition out there.
I think Dexter Lawrence has surpassed Christian Wilkins in effectiveness. But overall, I think the duo that would be tougher to go against would be Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. I don't think Brian Burns is as physical as Max Crosby. Crosby is really gritty and an asshole, and Brian Burns is not.
He's physical and aggressive, but he's not Max. 2X.
He's not Max. Yeah.
2X Max.
And fuck Max Crosby at that. Fuck that guy.
Ravens got a little bit of thunder to Lamar Jackson's Lightning with the signing of Derrick Henry. What do you think about that? What does that do for them?
Well, I do want to point out that I was trying to stay on topic of running backs and you threw in Christian Wilkins in there. So
I was just going down the list, man.
Fuck you.
You got to keep me on topic, man.
You're the one that put it in the messages. So I can't keep you. I didn't realize you were just going straight down the thing, but I had already brought up, you know, DeAndre.
I lost track, man. I lost track.
All right. But yeah, Derrick Henry on the Ravens. I think best signing so far. I think as far as team need, team fit, like the Ravens are one piece away from having like literally a perfect offense.
Is Derrick Henry that piece?
No.
It's one piece now.
Yeah. It's a second wide receiver. It's someone to like kind of besides Odell Beckham Jr. Someone who would have prevented Zay Flowers from even fucking coming close to having a penalty and having a fumble in the AFC Championship game. Like Zay Flowers was young and stupid and it showed. And a second wide receiver, even if he's like a younger guy, even if he's 1 or 2 years in the league or a rookie, but someone who just comes in and acts a little bit more professional, you know? That's all it is.
It's sorely needed. But do you think the running back injuries that have wove the Ravens the past few years continue with Derrick Henry this year?
All I know is if they don't send us any kind of report that they've like changed practice facilities or like done something different with the grass or what have you, if there aren't anything that says the Ravens are trying something else and Derrick Henry gets hurt, it's a true curse or like there's something actually wrong over there. Like it's, I don't know. More running backs, more running backs. Joe Mixon to the Texans. Fun move. I think the Bengals are getting blown up and are going to be a shell of themselves next year. I like adding Joe Mixon to the Texans offense. I don't know how much longer Joe Mixon's going to be effective, but this upcoming year, it looks pretty dece.
Do you think the Bengals traded him instead of cutting him at last second just to avoid him from going to a competitor? I know the Texans are in the AFC as well, but
maybe, but I don't know in his division where he would go. Or, well, you're just talking broader AFC.
Broader AFC, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Bears grabbed DeAndre Swift. I don't know if I said that or didn't say that. And then
You brought it up.
Yeah. And to replace Saquon Barkley, the Giants have reached out to Devin Singletary for his services.
Good for him. I'm glad he got another chance to go after it. Great year last year with the Texans.
One more running back. Tony Pollard, Titans.
Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears. That could be a pretty good duo back there. Tyjae came on pretty good at the end of the year last year. So,
well, we know Tony Pollard's effectiveness went down as the main back. So he's going to need some sort of help. If that's just Tyjae Spears, I would be surprised. But yeah.
Does that round out the running backs as of right now, or we got any more?
I believe so. Yeah. Did we mention Eckler to?
Oh, we did not. Commanders. Yeah, that he's
the only one that we missed.
I know he was hurt this past year, but his contract was significantly lower than every other running back that was getting signed up. I don't know. He just wanted to go to Washington or what? But he got 2 years, $11.6 million, something like that.
efficiency went way down and he's been hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt last year. Then Justin Herbert got hurt early in the season while he was still hurt. So it just went down that much. And he's one of the leading guys with touchdowns in the past few years.
It's a cold world out here, bro.
Running backs stand together whenever Eckler's getting over there. 11 million. Yeah. Not so much now. He was the leading voice behind all that.
Now you suck.
Now you're getting less than you were actually getting there in San Diego. Anyways, another guy who jumped ship from the Ravens over to the Steelers, Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen to the Steelers, I think, is a fantastic move. It shores up the linebacking core a little bit more in Pittsburgh. He's a dog, man. He's a straight dog.
Patrick Queen is good. Yes. Is he going to be like red dot? Is he going to be like the middle linebacker for the Steelers? And that's basically what they were missing on that defense, was a good linebacker. Without playing next to Roquan, is he going to be that good?
We'll see, man. We'll see. Pittsburgh always somehow has a good defense. It seems like so. They'll figure something out with him. And some wide receivers got some big money. Gabe Davis, 3 years, $39 million to the Jaguars.
Overpaid, just like Calvin Ridley.
Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
That's what the Jaguars do, man. They signed a Jag because they're the Jags.
They sign wide receiver twos from other teams for big money. That's just like I was talking about with the Chiefs, and that's what we do. Well, that's what the fucking Jags do.
Another guy that was kind of on the Chiefs radar for a lot of people on Twitter recently was Darnell Mooney, former receiver for the Bears.
Wah, wah.
Signed with the Falcons. His contract was, I believe, similar to what MVS's contract was. Was it not? Roughly around there.
I didn't pay attention to Darnell Mooney, bro. You tell me. You brought it up, mother.
He went to Atlanta, damn it. That's all I know. Okay. No, it's going to work out great for him. Kirk is a very accurate down-the-field thrower. That's what he needs because Justin Fields was not. And that brings me to the next point. What are the Bears going to do with Justin Fields?
The last point from the show.
What are the Bears going to do with Justin Fields? The market is drying up for him. They're going to draft Caleb Williams. Are they going to have two quarterbacks? So if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
I don't know, man. You think they're going to draft Caleb Williams after all the shit that's been going on?
Why not?
He doesn't look like anybody I would want on an NFL roster, bro. Dude, I can't.
No.
The tape is saying the same shit. Like, he can't.
He's not that special.
No.
Jaden Daniels, I think, is a better prospect than he is.
I think I'd take any of the bigger name ones right now over Caleb Williams.
All right, let's go down the list. Jaden Daniels.
Taking him.
Drake May.
Taking him.
J.J. McCarthy.
Taking him. Bo Nix, taking him.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Michael Penix, taking him.
Yeah, definitely that one. Okay, I agree with that, most of them. But do we see a tremendous slide from Caleb Williams? Does he just
fall? It would be hilarious. It would be hilarious. Fuck him and all his fuck shit that he's doing.
Doing way too much.
But yeah, I think the Bears could shake it up. I mean, who knows what they're really planning, man? They could shake it up with that first pick, man. Trade it away for anybody who's desperate enough. I don't know.
Trade it back and just keep getting more picks. Why not?
I feel like if that's not the case, then they're going to take the wide receiver number one overall?
Oh, Marv.
Why wouldn't you want to put that? I mean, if you are going to hang on to Justin Fields, if you've, whether you're in that position because you feel like you can't get rid of him or like you're trusting him, why wouldn't you give him the best guy in the draft to try and throw the ball to?
Because they're the Bears. That's the what Bears. They do.
That's they completely fuck up roster construction. Yeah.
They never have a franchise quarterback. Yeah.
Brian Urlacher was the closest thing they had to a franchise quarterback.
Oh, man. Rex Grossman started that fucking Super Bowl for them. That's embarrassing. Either way, that does it for this episode. This was the Bowen Show. No Bob yet again. He has bad internet.
Tell us if you like it in whatever comment form, and we'll just kick him off, you know?
Yeah, it's the Bowen Show, man.
It's the Bowen Show.
That's all our time, folks. They're kicking us off. Anyways, go Chiefs.
What is this? We're not... Go Chiefs, damn it.